Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. The first Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, for Messages of Light every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, where we have wonderful guests every week to give you information and all kinds of things. This is very exciting. So my guest today is just a dear friend of mine, and I love talking to her, hearing from her, hearing how she's watched me grow over the years, and she's a numerologist. And what I love about numerology is that for as much of us who, you know, don't love numbers, who are intuitive, she can turn numbers and intuition and fun things into, you know, numerology and having fun and learning about yourself. Allison Bogman from Pennsylvania, her website is visiblebynumbers.com. If you want to call in and ask us a question, the phone number is 347-237-5339. So for those of you who don't know about Allison, Allison first discovered numerology as a child, and she studied it for a lifetime and began her professional career as a numerologist in 1999. So today, Allison is a professional numerologist. She is a Yushi Shui Reiki master. She's an author, lecturer. She's been doing radio. She also has studied a wide range of metaphysical subjects like divination tools, holistic healing, chakras, meditation, Qigong, Reiki, crystals, mediumship, and she really has the gift of knowing. She says here, sometimes I wonder if I was born knowing. It seems as a child she's always known, and she's been fascinated with all kinds of things, but she just really ties spirituality together. Her background in radio and speaking is just amazing, too. And the fact that she's an author and she has worked with a lot of different people interviewing, like James Van Prague, Lisa Williams, John Holland, Chip Coffey, Neil Donald Walsh, Joseph Tittle, who I love, Michelle White Dove, and even the Ghost Adventures team. She's had a lot of different people on her radio shows. Her book is really good. She has different workshops on numerology that's available. She's done teleconferences, different expos. She's done cruises. She's got some lists of different workshops here, and it looks like she's been featured in maybe some different articles as well on her page. She has something up called gethisnumber.com. It's inspired by humorous stories where Allison wrote a book of different things as well, and she's got this up here as well. So lots of things on numbers, and you can check out all the stuff at visiblebynumbers.com. So again, our phone number is 347-237-5339, and I'm going to go now and bring Allison live. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, I'm just ducky. Ducky, I'm waiting for spring. How about you?
Oh, gosh. I can't say I blame you. The weather back and forth is very interesting. It makes me go, wow, one day she thinks it's cool to rain. Then she thinks it's awesome to do sunshine. It's like, wow, Mother Nature is really having fun with the weather.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly today. I keep going into my closet, pulling out spring clothes, putting them back, putting on fall clothes. I don't know what I'm wearing half the time. I might as well just put on my fuzzy slippers and wait it out because it's just crazy.
I understand the feeling. I totally am with you on that one.
Yeah, well,
I'm so glad that you're doing well and that spring is you know, going to spring soon, and that, you know, we're going back and forth with changes of outfit that happens.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, it's just part of life, but it's interesting. I'm like, somehow when the sun is shining and the weather is warmer, it just puts you in a better mood, you know. So I actually been working, setting my deck up specifically to finish writing my book. I just want this beautiful Zen-like place, and I just envision myself sitting out there with my laptop and finishing up the chapters that needed finished, and I'm like waiting for the weather to cooperate with all this, you know, vision that I have in my head. So, you know, it's kind of funny.
That's pretty good, though, that you're actually doing something to, you know, create this scene of how you're going to finish your book. That's pretty exciting. I can't wait to have that out there so the listeners can also look at it, because all of the things that you do with numbers are just so fascinating.
Well, I'd like to say, you know, I did not invent numerology, so I can't take credit for it. I just simply seem to understand it pretty well. And, you know, numerology speaks for itself, and anyone can study it and understand it and gain a great deal of insight from it. You know, I just happen to be very passionate about it because, you know, I understand what a wonderful tool it is to help people in their lives, whether it's give them clear direction or whether it's to inspire them or sometimes to heal. You know, it's an incredible tool, and it just dates back to antiquity. It's ancient knowledge, and I'm just fortunate enough to understand it well enough to do it for a living, and so it's a pretty wonderful thing for me to be able to do what I love.
Well, you know, doing what you love and then, you know, actually working with people on that and then helping them further, is one of the most important things that we can do in life. And it looks like you've had a very steady knowledge of different things that you've worked with to come up with, you know, this being one of your specialties, which is exciting.
Well, I think that, you know, we all take that journey in life where we question things and we look into things and we study things, I think. And numerology was first and foremost for me, but once you understand numerology, it just really opens up an awakening within you on a deeper level. If you understand the language of numerology, it really is speaking about the soul and the soul journey and all aspects of spiritual philosophy. So you just can't help but start getting involved in other things. And I like to think that the other things that I have studied help me. It's like putting other tools in my toolbox so that when I'm working with clients, I'm able to offer them other things to help them on their journey, like maybe solutions, you know, based upon the other things that I've studied. So it's all combined into one little neat little package, I guess you could say. But you know, I know that, you know, I certainly am psychic. I have had ability to do mediumship. But I know that numerology is really what I excel at. It's what I'm really, really good at. And I could never replace something like that, because it's such a powerful tool to help people. So, you know, I stick with what I know.
Well, always sticking with what you know is always good for those people who are looking for the answers, because it really says a lot. And I know you studied a whole lot of things, but you see, you know, following what you're called to, I think, is important for every individual. And numbers really give us a sense of, you know, who, what we're supposed to be doing, or how we can identify with certain things. From, you know, what you've told me, I know that it's a pretty exciting thing just to have something, you know, given to you about, you know, your particular number.
Well, you know, Amanda, I think that sometimes people don't realize just exactly what a numerology chart can tell you, and that's the whole chart. That's where you take a person's name on their birth certificate, and you add in the information, their date of birth, and really, it's a series of numbers, and they're in all different kinds of positions. And people often have the misnomer that they are one number. People know what their life path number is, and they kind of stop there. And that's kind of like having a box of 64 crayons and just keep taking out the red crayon and coloring over and over again, you know? There's so much information in a numerology chart. And I think that, you know, that's important to understand just what you can learn. Like, if you don't mind if I take your chart for a moment, do you?
No problem. I was actually going to say maybe what would be neat is if we sort of, you know, use that to explain to people, you
sure.
know, how, what all you can learn, so that they may, you know, look into getting their own name read, you know, and get a private consultation with you.
Right. Okay. So if I'm looking at your chart, I'm looking at your full chart, which is the whole shebang. I have all your information. So the things that your chart tell me, first and foremost, is that, you know, without question, you are, in every sense of the word, an empath, in the sense that you sense energy in other people. You read people really well. You certainly probably can even sense the energy of buildings and things like that. You do pick up energy around you. You're extremely empathic. But also there's the psychic there. And so, you know, as testimony to yourself, Amanda, you have your own considerable gifts. And your chart is giving an indication that there is something about this lifetime for you that you become the messenger. And so it's very interesting that you have a radio show, and that you devote this amount of your time and energy to bringing the message to other people, because technically your chart is saying that you're the messenger and that you're here to help others, to inspire them, to awaken them, and you certainly do that through your work. My thing with you is I feel like you have this wonderful ability as a therapist or a counselor, and also this wonderful ability to work well with others. You certainly could step up to the plate and be a leader, but also at the same time, you play really nice in the sandbox. You know how to be supportive of other people. And if I look at you as a host, having been on your show several times, I do know that you are always extremely generous in being so supportive of other people's careers and helping other people to be successful. And I can see that with you. With you, I kind of feel as though that you're not always 100% aware of your strengths, or perhaps sometimes you have some issues with confidence or self-esteem, and that is certainly something that you work on in this lifetime. I know that you're, as you get older, which in numerology terms right now, Amanda, you're a little bit of a puppy, but when you get older, I see tremendous success ahead for you. I feel that the accumulation of your life experiences will make you incredibly strong and successful, especially later on in life. But you do have this ability to bring peace and resolution and harmony to all situations, extremely insightful and intuitive. Your soul is here really to be successful and to be comfortable with that success. And you're here to set goals and work towards achieving them. And you have to always keep yourself challenged. That's a really important thing for you. And I think you do a wonderful, you're an 8 expression. And I think, you know, just the fact that, you know, you always help other people to be successful through your radio show. You bring on all kinds of guests, and you really do promote their careers, and that's the positive thing to do when you have an 8 in your expression, is to help other people to be successful. Your chart also tells me that you brought a tremendous amount of wisdom, almost like not so much that you need to learn any of it, you already know it. So I feel as though you have a tremendous amount of spiritual wisdom that is accessible for you from the get-go. You understand?
I do. Thank you. So far, that is just spot on. When you were talking about being a messenger, it makes a lot of sense, because I was given, you know, the Native American name Little Sparrow, which stands for, you know, actually being a messenger. And so, you know, that's really spot on with everything that I've been working towards. And you're right with, you know, challenges and working with things. All of that is very spot on and very exciting.
Right. And I see you as being an incredible healer as well. I mean, that's strongly represented in your chart. But I'm going to tell you, Amanda, that you may suffer from nerves and anxiety from time to time, but I feel that this is because you have this very high vibration and you are more sensitive than most people, and sometimes a lot of stress can create some issues with your nerves. And also you have to maybe struggle once in a while with indecision, like you're not always seeing a clear path, or sometimes you go back and forth. But I feel like that's because you do see both sides of a situation, and sometimes that can make it difficult to come to a conclusion with things. As I said, I see healers so strongly with you. I feel like the one thing I would always tell you is that you want to help people because you have this beautiful heart, and it's full of love and concern and caring, especially for those in need and those that are less fortunate. But you have to be very, very cautious in your life about not giving so much of yourself that you're always in that mode of giving and you don't receive. And you have to learn to receive back the same love that you give. And that also includes nurturing your own spirit, Amanda, because you give, 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 and then sometimes that can make you feel somewhat empty. So it's really important for you to nurture your own spirit. I feel that's something that I would tell you based on your chart. The just to go to when we look at things like challenges, that tells us what you're challenged to. We can look at things like pentacles, which talks about the energy that comes in at specific times of your life that in many ways it shapes your character and it gives you your opportunities and creates your experiences. And you're in a one pentacle until you're 34 years old. And so this pentacle, the whole purpose of this pentacle is to help to empower you with knowing your own strengths and understanding yourself and that journey of discovery and focusing in on, you know, and there may have been some struggles, you know, with you trying to stand on your own 2 feet or being independent, or perhaps you've been forced into that position through life circumstances that you are on your own and taking care of yourself. But all of this serves to show you your strengths and to help you to be more independent. And I do feel that you can be quite successful in a one pentacle. I see a lot of creativity coming up for you in your next pentacle, and I feel like maybe, you know, you yourself, maybe there's some books or creative projects or maybe even some more public speaking, but I feel as though that's coming to you in the very near future. One of the things that I'll just kind of touch on right here is if we kind of look at the energy that's around you at this moment in time, you have some nice little things that are sitting in your chart. So I'll share these with you rather quickly. You have an A transit from age 31 to 32, and then you have another A transit from 32 to 33. What does that tell me? It tells me that there's either A, new opportunities, new beginnings, new people, or there's a decision that you make that's going to have a very strong influence on your future. So I feel that you, between the 31 to 32, the 32 to 33, 2 years in a row, you've got some major new things that are coming in. And like I say, this could be person, place, or thing, or opportunity, or decision, but I feel like your future's getting ready to make some major shifting going on. I'm going to tell you that this year you're in a 7-year, Amanda, and the 7-year really truly does want to focus in on your spiritual development and on the soul essence. And so you really want to focus in this year on whether it's meditations, trying to find the time in your life to actually reflect and think about things, any form of education, learning, workshops. Certainly you would want to go down that road and in that direction in the 7 year. If life slows down for you a little bit, sometimes this can be, you know, clients or maybe your schedule's not quite as busy as it might have been at another time. But the 7 does tend to slow us down and give us a little bit of extra time so that we can perhaps do this learning and this soul work that it requires. Your vitality this year, you might be feeling a little bit more tired or a little bit, even yourself, like a little bit slowed down, but that's quite normal for a 7 year. Really focus on spiritual development, any form of education or learning, and honor the fact that you should spend a little time in quiet contemplation. I don't know if there's some issues with, I'm going to tell you, with family members, but one of your numbers is kind of saying, I don't know if there's a little bit of, like, maybe a break in association with a family member. It could have something to do with a difficult relationship. There is a little bit of an indication of that for you in your essences, but I do see very clearly major new things for you next year. I almost feel like next year you ought to be doing the yippy skippy dance, because I really feel that this is very much career orientated, okay? I feel like you're going to be in an 8 year next year. That is the year of recognition for you. That is a year that brings in some financial blessings. It could be a promotion, a raise in status. But I feel that you've got a lot of elements that are all lined up next year for you. So I really feel that that's going to be a major year for you career-wise.
That's pretty cool, because this year actually has been focused on some different, you know, intuitive classes that I've been taking. I've been working on nutrition and yoga and meditation, as well as different classes and things like that, which has also come up. So that's pretty exciting, because a lot of that is coming through, and you know, even standing on your own 2 feet is really coming through pretty loud and clear. And the family thing is really cool too, because I have a wonderful family, but they absolutely want to keep you little. It's one of those families that, you know, they love their kids when they're little, and they want to keep you little. So it's just about, like you said, standing on your own 2 feet and recognizing, okay, cutting the apron strings with mom.
Right, right. I feel like that, even though you love your family, and I know that you do, I your challenge does give an indication that there's such strong family bonds, and perhaps even from the time you were little, it's like it's all about the family, love and devotion to the family, blah, 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 which is wonderful. But sometimes that can be stifling. Sometimes that can, you know, you're trying to fit in and be loved and please everybody, and maybe not being your true self, or maybe having to compromise and give in to them in order to make them happy. And I feel as though the family is beautiful, but it's also can be a little overwhelming. And I just see you struggling for your independence a little bit there, my dear.
Well, that is very true. That's why I've moved a little further out from my family. I love my family. I keep in touch. I let them know that, you know, they're loved and cared about, but that, you know, at this time, being where I'm at in the 7 year and, you know, in my 30s, it's time to, you know, move into the spiritual development, the nutrition, the standing on your own 2 feet, you know, exploring, you know, things that I did in the past. In fact, in my high school years, I was into modeling and, you know, talent, a little bit of singing. And just this past weekend, I actually got up in front of people and sang again for,
wonderful,
you know, the first time. And, you know, so see, all of that with the numbers, like what we're trying to show our listeners, makes total sense with me, because it's, you know, cutting the apron strings from family, which, you know, some people do at 20, some people do, you know, younger, and moving into, you know, the independence, the spiritual development with the classes that I'm doing and the meditation and the yoga and the,
sure,
nutrition. It's all very accurate. That's amazing.
Right. And that's really some of the insight that numerology is able to offer people is sometimes it's validation for what's going on in your life. You know, I thought it was really funny. I had a client last week that ordered a future forecast reading, and that really focuses on the now. And she had never had a reading with me before. So she never really experienced her chart being done. And normally when I have a reading with a client, I just tell them, I'm going to tell you what I see in your chart. And when I'm done, you can ask me specific questions having to do with your life, or if there's anything that I didn't address, you're more than welcome to ask me, and I'll look at the numbers and give you my best opinion. So I went through the whole spiel, and I went down through her chart and spoke about every number that applied at that time in her life, specifically. And when I was done, I stopped, and I said, okay, I'm done talking now, and now's the time for you to ask questions. And she just started laughing, and she said, you literally hit everything that's going on in my life. Explain to me why and what I should do. And, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have any questions. I'm done. I'm good. Thanks so much. And it was so funny. She didn't even have anything to ask me. She was like, and she really was dumbfounded that how I could have, you know, known what was going on in her life just based on the numbers. But they really do. They not only explain your life in general and why you're here and what the purpose of your life is. But it also, every single year that ticks by, there's energy that's influencing your experiences. And so if you understand what that energy is, if you tap into the knowledge that numerology has to offer you, it does give you clear direction of how to proceed. And it also explains why crap is happening in your life so that you can go, okay, I get it. I understand.
Well, and the numbers also explained, you know, the challenges of having, you know, okay, yes, I feel buildings. I feel people's emotions. In fact, I had incidents happen the other day where I was feeling someone's emotions, and it wasn't that was going to happen. It was emotion. You know, it wasn't like a prediction. It was like, ooh, yeah, that's emotion. We feel that, and
right.
That's someone else. You know, and then the challenges of some of the other things that you were saying, and the healer and the psychic and the predictions and the counselor, you know, that's dead on. That's, you know, hitting the nail on the head, yes. You know, that is something
right.
that I work
right.
with helping people.
Sure,
so
and a lot
of
people.
Just to show you with the numbers, it's
right.
amazing.
A lot of people have psychic ability or psychic experiences, and they just don't believe it. They, you know, there's a lot of doubt. You know, like, am I crazy, or I'm just imagining this, or everything's a coincidence. And what's really beautiful about numerology is it's able to look at your energy and identify what your psychic abilities are and how you receive your information and where your strong points are. And also, you know, as I said, you know, it can be very validating for a person. I can't even begin to tell you how many charts, readings that I've done with people that were incredibly psychic, and they, you know, when I ask them about it, they're like, really? That's in my chart? And then all of a sudden they open up and they start talking about all these things that have happened to them throughout their lives. And it's almost as though it's that little secret that they hold inside of themselves. And it's a wonderful and empowering thing to be able to share that with somebody, to be able to identify the abilities that they have and give them that little push in that direction and that confidence and realizing, you know, quite frankly, I don't care who you are. You were not put on this earth clueless. Everyone has intuition. Everyone does have psychic ability. Some people have it a little bit more than others. Some people it's meant to be what they're meant to do in this lifetime. You know, it's what their soul came to do. But being able to share that with people, you know, the psychic aspects is also, you know, a fun part of my job.
Yeah, it's a very neat aspect. And, you know, what I tell people is, you know, some people may be here to, you know, do readings, and others may just have it for their specific job, like to tune in to other
sure.
people. Like you might be a counselor, and so your gift is going to help you tune into people who are children, because you're a guidance counselor, a child counselor, you know, counseling
right.
children, or
sure.
you know, a person. It's pretty, or even, you know, what you do too. It's all just in. You're right. We're all psychic. My yoga teacher was asking a question about, so how do we know the numbers? Like, how do we find the numbers to know what our numerology is?
Well, it's there's a calculation methods, quite frankly. So you really kind of have to, you know, like a book that would explain to you how to do calculations. And then once you understand how to do the calculations, that's how you work up your numbers. That's really, it's all it is addition and subtraction. It's nothing complicated. We use the word calculations, and that tends to make people run the other direction. But basically, it's addition and subtraction. There's very specific ways. The date of birth, when you add that together, that's your life path number. The day that you're born, just simply the day number that you were born, gives a great deal of information in a person's chart. Then we begin to look at the name, and each letter of your name is actually a number. And so you add up all the numbers in the name, and that becomes the expression number or what it is you're here to do. We look at just the vowels in your name, and we add those numbers up, and that becomes the heart's desire, which is what it is that makes you happy or feeds your soul. The personality number is comprised from just the consonants in your name, and that really tells us what you project out there into the world, how people see you. Missing numbers in your name are significant. Certainly your pinnacles are derived from your date of birth. There's all different ways of adding and subtracting that you come up with these numbers. It isn't something that I can just, you know, teach everybody on the radio show unless we had about 8 hours. So
Right.
A book will teach you quite easily.
Yeah, I think she just simply wanted to know how you actually get the numbers, which is, you know, wonderful. She said she'd like to, you know, which we can get her information when we go into, you know, taking callers. That'd be great. I think it's really neat how you have, you know, really studied this, and you're very good at it. I like the His Number website that you were talking about, too. Like, people can go there and get, you know, I guess their partner's numbers as well.
Well, gethisnumber.com is really a fun website, and I think any single woman out there should have it on speed dial, quite frankly. You can enter in a date of birth, and that will take you to a page that you can read, and it'll give you some information about that particular person. And even the book Get His Number, A Numerologist's Guide to What He Isn't Telling You, that gives very detailed information, far more than the website. And so if you know somebody's date of birth and you're contemplating a relationship, you can learn more about them from reading the book than you can in 10 first dates. You know, it's just, mm-hmm. you know, it's kind of like cutting through the crap and just being able to see their energy. So it's really can be a very fun website to play with, you know. So gethisnumber.com, yeah.
It looks like it's fun, and then you have some books out, too, that people can check out, which are very exciting.
Yeah. The Get His Number book, really, honestly, you can go to Amazon.com and just ask for it on Kindle. And if anybody that's got a Kindle, you can get a copy of that for $2.99. And I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. It was written a little bit tongue-in-cheek, so it's a little bit amusing at the same time. But if you're single and, let's say, you meet somebody, you can look up their date of birth, and you can read like 32 pages on that particular person. Wouldn't you like to know somebody before you actually got involved? And that's the whole idea of the book, is to just give you a little inside information. And it's specifically written for ladies about men. It's not necessarily, if you're a female, it's going to talk about men energy, not necessarily female energy. But that's the whole gist of it.
Sure. Very neat. Very cool. Do you have any announcements before we go to break really quick and come back and take callers?
Oh, I can't think of announcements. No. I'm in knee-deep in the middle of my advanced numerology class, teleconference class. If anybody, you know, is remotely interested in numerology, they should sign up for my newsletter on my website. I teach classes, everything from beginner to advanced, several times throughout the year, and if you're on the newsletter, you'll get that information and maybe have an opportunity to take a class with me. I'd love to teach you.
All right. Now, so before we go to break and we start taking callers, what information do they need to have ready for you so that they can go in and get ready for that one-week commercial?
What I'm going to do is just do a really quick reading just from the date of birth. So if they call in, the first thing they should do is give me the date of birth, and then what I can do is I can give pretty good information just from that.
All right. That sounds good. Okay, so we're going to take a break really quick. You're listening to WGGM Radio, Allison Bogman. You can check out her website at Visible by Numbers, and Allison will be right back in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
All right. See you guys in just a minute.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dow on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, we are back. Welcome back, Allison.
Thanks, Amanda.
Okay, and we have Suzanne Evans in the chat room. She's my yoga teacher, and her birthday is
9/21/1940. Okay. Okay. So do you want me to just talk about what I see or what? Or does she have a specific question?
I think she just wants to see what her numbers tell her. That's what she was saying. She'd like to know her stuff.
Okay. Well, I think that one of the things that I would like to focus on with her is this year for her, and maybe help her to understand that she's at the end of a 9-year cycle. And this is a year of releasing for her, or letting go. And what I would say to her is that what she's doing is doing a lot of clearing of things to make way for new opportunities that will be coming for her in 2014. And if she may choose to do some of these things through her own decisions, let go of some things or finish some things or complete some things this year, and certainly this is the year to complete things, but some of the things may be just sudden or unexpectedly. It's time to let go of something. You can't hold on to it anymore. And my biggest suggestion to her is to just release and let go and know that there's some new things coming for her, especially as she moves into the 2014. I would not start anything new this year. Just kind of stick with the program. And she might feel a little stuck. She might feel like there might be a little drama or a little bit of emotion this year, but that's all this releasing and letting go. Sometimes we really like to keep things the same, and sometimes we resist change. But for her, this year is going to, you know, the sooner you let go, the better, because, like I say, new things are coming. What I see with her is I feel as though she is the kind of person that does set goals, that does work towards achieving them. I feel as though she can be quite determined in reaching some goals. I also see with her that she can be inspirational as well. So I feel as though she's got a gift with words, or she has a gift with expression. And there can be this serious side to her, but also there can be this very creative aspect with her. So I feel like she's got a lot of creativity as well. The pinnacle that she's in for the rest of her life is a 5. And of course, you know, that is about being able to step outside of your comfort zone and be able to adapt and go with the flow of life and try new things. And perhaps she's had some opportunities after the age of 47 that maybe before that she didn't have those opportunities. So I feel as though there's been a lot of learning from experiences since the age of 47, and life may have mirrored a little bit of a roller coaster of her having to make those adjustments to sudden, unexpected things. But it certainly is something very strong about learning through getting outside of your comfort zone and trying different things. She certainly is in a pinnacle at this time that I feel is really strongly tied to writing, communication, television, radio, media, journalism, blogging. I don't care what it is, but she needs to use her words because the five is very supportive of that. And certainly, you know, just go with the flow and just channel her inner bohemian, you know, especially in the last, you know, the last section of her life. That's really what she needs to do. So that's what I would say.
Wonderful. That's great. Yeah, she was wondering in general, and then she said work and move or physical location. So that kind of covered work right there, I think, is more blogging and, you know, like you said, and writing.
Writing or using her words. It's really, you know, it's like the internet is a wonderful thing. It truly is. And it does give you an opportunity to have a voice. So whether you choose to use it in a blog, or maybe you could do like videos and put them up on YouTube. There's certainly, you know, even write articles, especially if we are well-schooled in one area. We could write articles on yoga. She certainly could do that.
I could turn around and record her on a video if she wanted to do some, you know, videos and put them up on YouTube and whatever. I would be more than happy to, you know, help her do that. We're not too far from each other.
Yeah, it's about, you know, it's use your words, get, you know, and people will be very receptive to her. It's all about her communicating.
Oh, yeah. She's a great, and definitely the inspiration. Yeah, I saw that right away. I see that probably about every week. You know, actually, that's another new challenge that I had with her, Allison. I was challenged to do my yoga class without my glasses on, and I couldn't really see that well. And I passed with flying colors, so that was a big challenge. She asked me to do that, and we passed.
Good.
Okay, so our next caller here is area code 410. You're on with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
Hi, I'm a friend of yours on Facebook.
Hi.
My birthday is 12/13/1953.
Okay, so you said 12/13/1953?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. All right. Let's just take a look-see. Okay, love, love, love. I guess the thing that I would say to you, most importantly, is the beauty of your life path number being a 7, although I'm fairly certain that you maybe have gone through some major renovations in your life where you had to start over again, kind of like where everything fell to pieces, you're back to square one, you had to rebuild your life again. But I feel like you've got a tremendous amount of spiritual, it's like you're a walking, talking, wise old sage mystic, whether you realize it or not. You were born wise and born knowing, and you have your own psychic abilities and gifts. You absolutely do. And it's about you being in communication with your soul and understanding that you really do have that ability and you are connected to something greater than yourself. And perhaps in your life you've not always felt as though you belonged, or perhaps you felt as though you're an alien on this planet, and or maybe you felt misunderstood. But really the focus of a lot of what I see in this energy is for you to learn and to grow in knowledge and hopefully at some point become an expert in your field or become an expert at something, because you are a spiritual teacher in every sense of the word. You have a lot of wisdom to share. I do think that in the early years of your life, especially when you were young, I mean, I can almost see you going out and hiking or hugging trees, or, you know, maybe this desire to be alone or to spend more time in nature. But you are the kind of person that needs your space, or you need your alone time, and you need your sleep, and you know, you need to have that opportunity to wander through your head and think things through. You have a gift with research and analysis, and you have a way that you can really look at things very insightfully. You know, this is what I see with you. I also feel like you, especially in the latter years of your life, you know, like maybe searching or trying to find a way to be of service to others or to help others. I would really strongly suggest, when I look at your last pinnacle, creative with you, because I feel like whether it's, it could certainly be artistic, maybe your artistic gifts were awoken, or maybe you're proceeding in a very creative way. I would want to see you, again, use your words, television, radio, media, something artistic, or it certainly also could be just inspiring other people, because I feel as though you've got this wonderful ability to tap into some real creativity, especially in your latter years. But I also see this as being of service to others. I feel like you are the kind of person that does have a huge heart and truly wants to help those in need and those that are less fortunate. And I feel like you can be very self-sacrificing and give of yourself. I feel like in your latter years, you can really make a difference, changing the world or contributing to the world in a major way. I don't know if you feel that about yourself, but I see this in your energy, especially in your latter years.
Oh, my God. I was just looking at your website for a reading. I'm a friend of yours on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering which reading I should go for.
Well, I think that it's always good for someone to start with a reading in general, you know, like a chart overview or a full reading. I think it's really good, because what I'm doing right now is I'm looking at the date of birth and I'm trying to pull as much information from that as I can. If we do a reading with your name involved, now I'm filling in the entire picture. And what a full reading really does is it walks you through your life. It helps to validate your life experiences so that you can reflect upon where you've been and maybe see it, the purpose of it, or why.
Mm-hmm.
Why did things go down that way, and what was the purpose of all of this? And it also looks very strongly and clearly at your future and gives you direction of the best way to proceed, you know, the rest of your life. And believe it or not,
I am on my spiritual journey.
Good.
For about over a year now, and
yeah.
I feel like I'm a little lost.
Well, you, and this would be a good reading for you to get. But I'm telling you, I mean, you might be out there to, like, trying to go to everyone and trying to, you know, find all these teachers and learn all this stuff. But I'm telling you, honey, if you just sit with your own soul for a while, you already know this stuff. And what you're really doing is as you examine things, it resonates to you. It makes sense to you. It your soul is saying yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're recognizing the truth in it. So you already know this stuff. It's just about you spending time in discovery and realizing this. You, my dear, are a walking, talking mystic yourself. And it's just about you realizing that about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
I am trying to meditate and, you know, just do all these things.
You should.
To figure it all out.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, being a seven, and I'm going to give you a little advice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. A lot of people, when it comes to meditation, you know, they listen to other people's stories, you know, and, you know, some people say, oh, my spirit guide comes to me and I talk to them, or the angels or whatever. And sevens always sit there scratching their head going, what spirit guides, okay? I'm telling you, just as if you breathe, when you take in a breath and you exhale, that's how quickly things come to you. It's almost like you have an ability to channel divine wisdom. And so you need to trust your thoughts, your gut feelings, your instincts, your dreams. You really have a very strong connection to the spiritual realm. You need to realize that you are receiving stuff in your meditation, and that, you know, just listen to your soul. It'll give you beautiful guidance. And I think meditation is really important for you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
honey. Thank you, Amanda. All right. Thank you. Okay. Our next caller is area code 727. You're on with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're good.
My birthday is October 2nd, 1964.
Okay. Nope, sorry for my dog. He's apparently wanting to help chime in with the reading, so.
That's great.
Okay.
Sammy.
Okay, Sammy. Okay, my dear, if I was going to talk to you from what I see here, I do see a little bit of a bohemian, free-spirited sort of an energy, and you do have, you know, a little bit of being unconventional and very unique unto yourself. And I feel like you have some gifts with writing or communication because you're five, and they're usually authors or writers or journalists or... But also they're the travelers, the explorers, the people that are very open to new ideas and new philosophy, extremely multi-talented you are. Now, your birthday number is telling me that you also have a sensitivity. Again, if we were to use the word empath, that you do pick up on the subtleties and energy with people, places, and things, which I think makes you very intuitive and very psychic as well. So you need to trust that. And I think that this birthday, the day that you were born, also gives you the opportunity to help resolve, you know, confrontations or disagreements. I think that this helps you to be a very peaceful, serene sort of an individual. Your greatest challenge in life has been to your own love of self and self-esteem and confidence and self-worth. So I don't know if you felt that, but I would ask you to reflect back into your childhood, or perhaps there were some childhood experiences that may have undermined how you feel about yourself, and maybe you've struggled to realize, you know, and place emphasis on yourself and your own importance and love yourself and have confidence in yourself. Let me see, 64, how old are you now?
48.
Okay, 48. You've been on a little bit of a journey since the age of 41. You moved into a seven pinnacle at 41, and you will remain in it until the end of this year, quite frankly. And perhaps there's been some spiritual growth during this time, or maybe it's a time where you reflected on what is the meaning of life, what is the purpose, or maybe turned more towards a more spiritual way of thinking. I do feel like maybe during this particular time as well, you know, I don't know if you life slowed down for you so that you're not doing the normal rat race, or maybe, you know, sometimes this could be because of our jobs, or sometimes it could be because of life circumstances that maybe we're not running like crazy, you know, working 50 hours a week. Or maybe sometimes it can have to do with health, where suddenly we're slowed down, or maybe there's a operation or an illness or a disability or something that sets us back a little bit. But the whole purpose of the 41 to 49 was really to help you to have a little extra time to do maybe study, to learn, to grow your soul, that sort of thing. I see upcoming for you where you're shifting into, in the very near future, at age 50, a wonderful three pinnacle. So I feel, again, if I go back to the fact that you're very multi-talented, and I feel as though you have a wonderful gift with words. So I almost, like, this could be anything from television, radio, media, journalism, books, artistic expression, creativity. I'm just wanting to focus on that for you, especially in your latter years. Just like I said for the caller earlier today, I said that the 9 year represents a time of letting go. And I know that we don't have that much time that I can go into it in full detail, but I'm just going to tell you, this is a year for endings and completions and to finish up things for you. It's not a year for you to start new things. And I would tell you that you might have to let go of some things this year. But it's making space for you to for new opportunities and new beginnings that are arriving, you know, in January 2014. So do a little feng shuiing of your life, you know, whether that's emotional healing, releasing, or whether it's physical items. It certainly could be people, jobs, where I live. You know, it's about letting go and getting ready to move into this wonderful new pinnacle that's coming up for you and this wonderful new energy that's coming up for you in 2014.
Got it. I'm going
Got
to
it?
Divorce, but you were right, yes.
Okay, well, it's time to let go, honey.
Got it.
Okay, and so it was written, okay?
Yes.
Okay, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Sammy.
Sammy's cute.
Oh, no, he's
trying to pitch in. He's a. I know he can be a pain in the butt too. I've seen.
He's a combination of devil dog and the nicest dog in the world. He's got two sides to him, but his bark is just a little much.
I can only imagine. Okay, our next person here is area code 605. You're on with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
Good morning. Hi. I'm fine, thank you. My birth date is 3/10/1957.
Okay. 3/10/1957. Okay. Okay, so I'm just focusing on this. Okay. You're in a life path, and so whether you were born into a prominent family or whether you were born into a less than prominent family, there's been a focus on you for this lifetime on achievement and certainly, you know, setting goals, working towards achieving them. You might be the kind of person at the end of the day, you may look at what did I get done today? What did I accomplish today? You know, kind of almost like a little bit self-driven in a way. But you do have wonderful problem-solving skills. You do have an ability to, how would I put this, an ability to be efficient and orderly and know how to get the job done. And you might even have experienced a little bit of frustration in your life as you see other people mucking around trying to get something done. You might have been that kind of person that says, oh, I'd rather do it myself. I could do it better, you know. And certainly you could. You certainly could do it better. You have a gift with finances, certainly an aptitude in any business. You have a lot of business aptitude. And I also see a lot of ambition with you, of desiring or wanting to succeed. Now, I don't know as if you've always been as confident as you should have been. I feel as though you are also another person that may have suffered from lack of confidence, self-worth, or self-esteem. And it's really important for you to understand that that's an inside job. You have to kind of work at that yourself, work at believing in yourself, if you will. I feel also that there's some artistic stuff with you as well. I see, and you may not have realized this because you're actually challenged to it, which means you're gifted with it, but you may have had a little bit of issue with that as well. Now, let's see, how old are you right now?
56.
Okay, thanks, sorry. It's interesting that there's a long with you, and it could have been right around midlife, but especially after the age of 47. And I don't know if life slowed down a little bit for you in your latter years. And I don't know if you've taken that direction in a more spiritual path, but I also feel like whether I'm going to school or whether I'm learning or whether I've taken that step towards, you know, developing myself in a spiritual way, certainly that is the energy that's around you, especially in your latter years. And I would encourage you to study something to the point of becoming an expert at it so that you yourself can teach others, because this is what this energy is giving you the opportunity to do. I would also tell you that after the age of 47, as you progress through the latter years, you may have found that maybe you're not quite as energetic as you, because I always see eights as being energizer bunnies. I mean, they have more energy than anybody I know. And you have a lot of physicality in your chart, but in the latter years, it's like this big, you know, slow down button gets pushed. And it's like you may not be feeling quite as energetic as you used to be. And I feel that the focus of the latter years is really about using your mind, and it's also about making that connection in a more soulful way. I don't feel like you're done yet. I feel like some of the greatest work that you are yet to do will come after the age of 56, and I feel like there's a potential possibility of you creating something or building something. It could be a business, it could be something that is going to be here long after you're gone, and something that really helps a great deal of people. I will tell you that in 2013, you're in a one personal year, and so this is the year for you to begin something new, to start something new. Certainly a new opportunity could have come in or a new person or something like that. But this is really the year where you meditate and you focus on where you want to be and visualize these things, because you're starting a 9-year cycle. So it's all about sending that message out to the universe and then taking action, starting, you know, jump in. You really want to be a little bit more forceful this year in what new things or what things you want to initiate in your life. And that's the whole purpose of 2013 with you. Okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Okay, our next person is Veronica. You're on the line with Amanda and Allison. How are you? Okay, we've got some music going there. That's not going to work. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, which is 314-225.
Hi, how are you, Allison? It's so nice to be on the show with you.
Hi.
Hi, and Amanda, it's always a pleasure to have you here. And my name is Claudia, and my birthday is 12/23/1966.
Did you say 1966?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. Oh, interesting. Okay, well, I'm only looking at the first two numbers, but I'm laughing at you, or with you.
Oh, okay, you can laugh at me. It's okay. You're not the only one who does. Go right ahead.
Okay, because I see this these two numbers that are a little bit of a dangerous, and I like it. I feel like you, the three life path is really speaking very strongly about artistic gifts, creative gifts, having a gift of imagination, and certainly even a little bit of Peter Pan energy, a little bit of inner child energy there. And I'm not wondering also, do you get very strong prophetic dreams? Do you see things?
You know, it's so weird because I've been asked for a long time, do you see your dreams? And the funny answer to that is, no, I really don't. I don't remember my dreams at all. I wish I could, but I don't.
Do you ever wake up from one in particular that really is different from other dreams?
Once in a very, very great while. I haven't really had anything clear that I've dreamed in quite a while.
Have you ever seen anything out of the corner of your eyes, shadows, lights?
Constantly.
Or ever had an experience with a person that's crossed over?
Not exactly, but I see stuff out of the corner of my eyes constantly, and I know my vision is changing.
Okay. I just want you to just hold on for one moment and just entertain the thought that what you're seeing out of the corner of your eyes is actually angels or spirits or your spirit guides or something like that. Because I feel like you have some clairvoyant talent, okay?
Okay.
You can see, okay? Now, as far as the dreams that you woke up from that were particularly, you know, you knew that they weren't just dreams, I'm just going to tell you, you probably have a gift with receiving information in your dreams, prophetic dreams. So if you wake up from something and it's really, really, you know, startling or whatever, you want to pay attention to that because it probably has a message for you.
Okay.
Now, you have an ability to be very inspirational to people. I feel like I see Ryder with you, or definitely somebody that should be out in front of public communicating, because you definitely got those skills going on, okay?
I see that already.
Okay, because I'm like, I want this girl, I want to go lights, camera, action. Claudia, there she is, because you got some skills, serious skills.
Okay.
And you can really be funny and humorous and inspirational, and you got a gift with gab, and you put your words together really well, so you're a fun speaker, someone interesting to listen to, that sort of stuff. Very creative, and very multi-talented. What the biggest challenge for you in life really, again, goes to the one, which is a very common challenge for people. And the one challenge oftentimes has to do with lack of self-worth, lack of self-esteem or confidence, or there was something that may have eroded how you see yourself. And you maybe had to work at that throughout life to become more confident in yourself. Let's see. 66. Again, just tell me really quick how old you are. Save me the trouble from doing this subtraction.
Oh, sure. I'm 46.
Thank you very much. You're in an 8 pentacle at this time, from 43 to 51. The Eight Pinnacle really is a time where you definitely want to set goals. Where do I want to be? What do I want to achieve? And you really got to work towards setting those goals, finishing those goals. And I feel like this could be a time where you could move forward in your position and status in life. And I really feel by the time you hit the 51, you're going to look at your paycheck and go, wow, I've come a long way. Good deal, right?
Okay.
This could be a time of, you know, making some serious advancements with career. But in order to make those advancements, again, it's about working hard at things, setting goals, you know, and you may achieve something really important during this time as well. Like, for instance, my husband, during his Eight Pinnacle, went back to school and got his master's degree, which was an incredible achievement. So there could be something to be achieved during this time. Now, money, finances, going to be a big deal during this time, so it's really important for you to pay attention to your finances. You know, make sure that you are not making stupid decisions and, you know, keep things reined in. Even though you're making more money, you don't want to, you know, make dumb decisions with spending that money. Otherwise, you can actually create a little bit of a financial issue, so you don't want that. I feel there's a very huge major shift for you, especially after the age of 52. I'm going to say it again, in a very spiritual direction. I feel... You've got some serious work to do, just like the last caller. Amazingly enough, you have the same pinnacle, which is a 7. You have the same cycle, which is a 22. And I feel in your latter years, there's a strong shift towards teaching or spiritual. And I feel like you're going to build something or create something that's going to be on this planet long after you're gone. And that is something that could help other people. So I feel, and this could be huge. I mean, major, huge, large scale. And international. Mm-hmm. So there's some big stuff ahead of you for you. Just
well,
saying.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
No,
this year for you
exciting.
Is all about change, dear. So I don't know what's going on in your life, but if, you know, you've got some major changes to make in your life, this is the year to do it. But I'm also going to tell you that some things could just happen spontaneously. I think you are the kind of person that can go with the flow, you know. And so just see what happens and just embrace change in your life. If you wanted to change jobs, relationships, where you live, this is the year that could bring major changes into your life, the one that you're in right now.
All of the above.
All of the above? Cool beans, and you're right on schedule.
It's good to know.
Okay. All right, well, thanks, my dear.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is area code 856. You're on with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
What's your date of birth?
7/3/64. You there?
Yeah. Just a minute. Takes a minute. Okay. All right. Oh, all right. Let's look here. Okay, so you are also a 3-life path with a 3-birthday and also got a 3-challenge. So what does that mean? Well, if you think of it in a logical sense, you also have this wonderful artistic ability and wonderful imagination, very creative energy. But I see this major overall life challenge with you as well. And so whether or not you're able to tap into this or whether or not you realize this about yourself, I don't know. But I'm feeling major, major, whether this is a gift with words, communication. And you could be the kind of person that has stage fright or couldn't even fathom yourself in front of people, but you've got star quality, especially the life path, the birthday. But the challenge number could hold you back on that. So I want to ask you, like, do you see this in yourself?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So you're working on that challenge, and that's a good thing to know. Like I say, you're another one of those people, I just kind of want to go lights, camera, action, and just, you know, let you do your thing. Because you could be immensely entertaining, inspirational, a proverbial cheerleader, and as I said, you know, this can be sometimes in speaking or writing, but also it could be creative. Like, you need to express yourself, and you've got immense talent in that area. So it could be painting, sculpting, interior design. I mean, any place anywhere that one person can be creative. You know, you have to find your niche or what really is your thing and do it, because you just got this really cool energy that allows that. I'm also going to say to you, just like I did to the last caller, I feel like the prophetic dreams, seeing things, maybe an occasional visit from a spirit person. You also have clairvoyance in your chart. Do you have experiences with that ever?
I feel like I've had, like, dreams where I see people.
And do you ever see little sparkly lights or shadows out of the corner of your eyes?
Not really.
Not really? Okay. And have you ever sensed the presence of anything around you or had any paranormal experiences?
I kind of think that there are spirits around, but I've never, you know, had proof or something like that, you know.
Well, it's hard to prove, I mean, really, yeah. Honestly. But I'm just going to tell you, if you ever, I mean, because you admit getting visitations and dreams or having very strong dreams or dreams that come true. But I'm just going to suggest that you pay attention to that sort of stuff, because I feel that you're prone to being clairvoyant. So if you're going to receive information from above, chances are it will come to you in your dreams. Or perhaps sometimes you might see things from time to time. Just saying, okay? just saying, okay. How old are you?
48.
So I see you in this pinnacle that's a six. So right now at this particular time in your life, I feel that there's a lot of duty and devotion to family. You know, maybe taking up a great deal of your time. If you're not married, certainly there certainly could be a marriage during this time. And if you are married, you want to really nurture your relationships, because a six pinnacle sometimes can bring, you know, a breakup with a relationship or breakup with a marriage. So I'm just telling you, this is the sole focus of this is on the care of others. And sometimes if a person is not married and doesn't have a family, they would take the six energy and perhaps apply it to finding a way to be of service to others, you know, finding a way to, you know, care for other people. And let's face it as well, a six is also very strongly supportive of your artistic talents as well. As a matter of fact, all the pinnacles from here on out are quite supportive of your artistic talents. So I feel like, you know, I would definitely want to nurture those with you. You are in a 7 year, and we've already covered that previously with a couple of earlier callers. And the 7 year may slow things down for you somewhat, and you may not feel quite as energetic as you usually do, maybe requiring a little bit extra sleep, maybe a little bit more alone time. But the 7 year is really focused on spiritual development, you know, spending a little time in communion with your soul through meditation or however, maybe out in nature, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very supportive of any form of learning, workshops, or even if it's books that are self-teach or classes, you want to maybe go down that road this year. Career-wise, the 7 year has a tendency to slow things down a little bit, maybe give you a little extra time off. I don't want you to be concerned about that. Embrace it and use it wisely. You'll be back to all things back to normal next year, and I really feel like next year there should be like maybe an acknowledgement in the form of a raise or a promotion or something positive for you financially next year. And you'll be more focused on money in the career and that sort of stuff next year. This year, I think, is a lot more soul-searching and looking within. Okay?
Okay. So you don't see anything for job-wise now?
Are you not working?
Yes, I'm not working.
And when did this happen that you're not working?
I've been out since October.
Okay. You moved into a 7 year, which slows things down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And earlier I said, you know, don't be surprised if it around the 7 energy you're not working as much or things slow down or sometimes there could be a disability or something that just kind of takes you out of the loop. I would have faith right now, okay? I would ask you to just try to have faith and understand that you're being given this extra time for a purpose and a reason, okay?
Okay.
And use it to your advantage. And don't worry so much about the finances. I feel as though you'll be taken care of. If you are going to get another job, I see opportunities for that specifically in July and also again in, I would say, December. Very two strong points for getting a job. But in the meantime, I would not be overly concerned about it. I would literally try to think of how you can use that time maybe to go to school or to read books or to educate yourself and also kind of work on yourself on a spiritual level. That's how I would kind of thank God for, you know, like they say, on the seventh day rest.
Right.
Well, you're being given a little bit of a rest, so enjoy it.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right. Thanks a lot for your help.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, our next person
Whoa. Okay. Can we talk about something for just a little bit, okay? Because we're doing one right after another, right after another, right after another, and I would just like a little bit, a few minutes off, okay, for a second.
Sure.
Thank you.
Go right ahead. I don't mind at all. You've done really good, and it seems like we've got a really big theme here going of the same people coming up with a lot of the same things.
Right. Yeah, it does. It does. A lot of people have the same energy, and a lot of people seem to be in the same year. So it does seem as though there's a consistent message today.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate your time that you spent. I know it's been, you know, very good. And, you know, I just really appreciate you being with us today. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to having you again, too.
Sure. I hope you don't mind, honey, if I just said, whoa, let's halt it a minute, because when you do that many meetings in a row, it just, you know, just comes to a point in time where you've got to take a little bit of a breather.
It can get very, very overwhelming. Yeah,
right,
it can. And it can, you know, I don't mind at all. I totally understand. We only have, like, three more left, and then we're going to, you know, end it right there because, you know, we've had a lot of other callers, you know, that have called in, and, you know, we're full. And so, you know, I think three more is our limit, and then we'll just end the show.
Okay. All right. Okay, go ahead. We'll then take the next caller.
Okay, ours is in chat. Her name is Veronica Diaz. She's concerned about job opportunities. Her birthday is 12/16/71. She's seeking a job opportunity and any breaks of new opportunities based on her numbers. And she says, thank you very much for taking her call today or her chat.
Okay, well, she's in a 7 year as well, okay? So if she's in search of a job, the first thing she's got to do is just kind of understand that if by not having a job, that's kind of in alignment with the 7 year. As I said to the last caller, sometimes that gives us a little bit of a respite, a little bit of time to regroup and maybe do a little bit of inner reflection. And that's where I would ask her to focus her attention at this time and kind of take and use this time to her advantage. Where do I see a new job or shift in her energy? Again, I would point to July as a significant change could come in July. October could bring a job that pays more than the job she had previously, so that would be another time that I would be focused on. And certainly by December, I see a new opportunity in December. So what I try to tell people in 7 years is please have faith. You'll be taken care of. Somehow the money will be there. You know, kind of embrace this time and use it to your advantage. Maybe take a class or do something that you've been wanting to do. Okay, Amanda?
Good. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. She is really grateful and appreciative of all of that, and I know that's going to help her get where she needs to be, and she's very grateful. She's been a little lost and needed a little bit of help, so she's very appreciative.
I really suggest anyone that's in the 7 year is, you know, and I'm going to tell you this quite frankly. I had a young woman that I read for almost a year ago, and she had had a stroke, and thankfully recovered from the stroke and amazingly. But she was unable to work, really, because she was still suffering from a few leftover things from the stroke and very concerned about money and ran out of unemployment and was turned down for disability. And when she was turned down for disability, I just kept saying to her, please have faith. I want you to reapply. Know that the universe and God is trying to give you this time off, because all the energy around her was sevens all over the place. And I said, just have faith. Reapply. Send it back in. And know that you'll be provided for, and that the purpose of this time is really more on giving you a little bit of rest and respite and perhaps, you know, growing your soul. And she called me ecstatically because she got the disability, and she will be on disability, and she doesn't have to worry about money. And that's exactly what her chart was talking about. So sometimes when we sit there and we like, oh, my God, don't. When you're in the seven energy, thank God. Say thank you. I appreciate this time off. It's really great. And, you know, it's interesting even with seven life paths. You have to understand, a seven life path, that's going to influence you your entire life, your entire life. So when I reflect back on my life as being a seven, did that mean I didn't work? No, certainly I've always worked. But I've had two businesses very successful that were my own businesses. So I work the hours I want to work when I want to work based on how much energy I have. And when I'm tired, trust me, I don't work. Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm able to almost be able to go with the ebb and flow of my body, and when it's ready to work, it works, and when it's ready to rest, it rests. And this has been a lifelong theme for me, and I've always been provided for financially. So I just tell people with seven, you know, just remember on the seventh day, God said rest. So thank God
right.
for the extra time and have faith. That's all you need.
Yeah, our last one here who was, you know, she can really resonate with what you're saying. Like, you know, thank God for the seven. And she says she's been waiting since November 18th, 2012. And she's saying here that she thought that she was a life path one for December 16th, 1971. Was that correct? And it does look like she's had some challenges, you know, in the seven, you know, year like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
so,
it is
you know,
a, it is a, right, right. Yeah, she's in a 7 year, and she is a one life path. And let's see, she's 71, 81, 91, 1001. She's still in a seven pinnacle. So the seven, it's not, the seven is influencing her in a 9 year cycle. It's kind of ruling 9 years of her life. And so, you know, if there's been some challenges during this time, you know, it's all about that seven energy having some major influence with her. So, again, it's like sometimes you have to understand, you know, as with all numbers, sometimes we simply have to understand what kind of experiences does it create for us? What is the purpose of those experiences? How do I use those experiences to my advantage? How do I direct my energy to come out of it in a very positive way instead of looking at it in a negative way? And I think sometimes if we look at the seven energy and we see it for what it is, I think that it's most of us get really concerned when we're not out there in that rat race, you know, when our lives are different than other people's and we worry about money and all these things. Well, when you're in the seven, you just need to have faith. That's all you need. And you will be provided for. That's the beauty of the seven. And I've seen it happen so many times with my clients. It's remarkable.
Yeah, that's good. That's good ammo for her because she can take that and really use that. And I know she's very appreciative. I couldn't get her call to go through earlier. She had music on and she was just so desperate to, you know, have this information. So I know she's very grateful. You know,
well, I do suggest that
for help.
If she knows what her life path number is, please go to my website, visiblebynumbers.com. You'll see a subscribe box for my newsletter. I believe it's on the What's New page. And put your email address in there. And at the beginning of every month, you'll receive monthly forecasts. that'll give you direction on a month-to-month basis of what energy is coming in based on your personal year number. And so that's, you know, that's going to give her advice long after we hang up the phones of this radio show. So anybody else that got a reading and I told them what personal year they're in, be a really good idea to do that. And I do that as a free service to my clients and anybody that wants that information. You know, as long as I'm alive and kicking, I'm going to be writing that, because I really feel it's important to give people direction and a little bit of advice in life. So that's why I do it. So sign up for the newsletter and continue to get that advice. So
that's great. Okay, well, we have two more callers, and then we're going to end the show. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Our next caller is area code 636. You're on with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
Hi, Allison and Amanda. Thank you very much for taking the call. And my birthday is 05/01/1970.
You were born in May?
May 1st.
Okay. 1970, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a specific question?
No, I just want to see your inside, what you can say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're in a 3-year this year, so the one thing that I would say to you is that this is a year that you might want to focus on creativity. There might even be a little bit of personal improvement with you. You know, sometimes in a 3-year we might decide to maybe redo our wardrobe or redo our hair, or we might even work on something on an internal level, maybe something self-help, something like that. So I'm just saying this year for you could be personal improvements. Usually it's a pretty good year around financially. A little bit of extra luck comes in around the three energy as well. Sometimes friendships, you know, whether that's meeting new friends or maybe just deepening your relationships with friendships. And I would just really suggest that you go out and be seen and communicate and get out there this year. If you're in any kind of anything that allows you to be out in front of people, you know, such as workshops or sometimes television, radio, anything like that, the 3-year is really wonderful for that. Also for creative ideas and creativity. What I see with you is I do feel that you have a little bit of a bohemian spirit inside. I see someone that's very multi-talented. I feel that you do have a gift with communication. I feel that you're the kind of person that's interested in travel or trying new things. I feel like you have a youthfulness about you, a young spirit about you. You're always going to be that way, curious, interested in learning and that sort of thing. I don't know is if you had people around you that may have had addictions or overindulged, or that maybe have set an example for you of what not to do, but I feel as though you may have some very strong convictions about those things, that this is not right for you, maybe based upon the fact that you've seen it with other people. Would that be true?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Because your soul is coming in being very cautious this time about overindulgence. And because, I mean, in all honesty, you might have had been a little bit of a wild child in a past life. And it's not to say that you don't have an inner bohemian, but you have a very cautious one. And so you don't want to make those same mistakes this lifetime. So I feel as though there have been people that have set an example to you about overindulgence. And I feel like you very strongly feel like this is something you avoid. And you do have heightened physical senses. And you may not realize this about yourself, but you do. And so your sense of taste and touch and smell and even your own sensuality is very strong. And you are able to maybe get a little bit more pleasure out of that than the average person. In your relationships, you may find sometimes that the people that are drawn to you, you might draw people to you that maybe are not always responsible, or they may be drawn to you because it's a physical thing. They find you to be rather sensuous. But that's in your energy field. That's who you are. You are a sensuous person. So you might have had some relationships maybe with a couple of bad boys. I don't know. What I'm feeling is though.
In my past.
Yeah, I'm thinking, oh, yeah, she got the wild child coming to her. But you kind of let a little
cool.
bit of a... They were fun, but they didn't want to settle down or whatever the case may be. But you were kind of a sensuous person, and you kind of drew them in because of that, and that's okay. You learn by your experiences, and then I don't think you should have settled down with the first one anyhow. I think, you know, part of you, life is a buffet, and it's about you trying things and experimenting and being open and willing to try things and understanding that you grow through your experiences, and that's what I see with you.
That is very true.
Okay, cool.
Thank you so much for your time, Emerson.
You're welcome, my dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and our last caller is Carolyn. She woke up this morning seeing 444. She says she thinks that her life path number is a 4. Welcome, Carolyn.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Allison. Blessings
Hi.
To both of you.
Blessings
Hi.
To you.
Okay, my birth date is 6762. And I'd be 50.
Thanks. Sometimes it helps me not to have to.
No problem. I was listening to the whole thing. It's like,
I'm going, oh, please. Okay, now I could stop and be really quiet and add that up in my head.
Yeah.
You are a 22-4 life path. The one thing about seeing repetitive numbers is, again, it's probably one of the most asked questions that I get. And because of that, I put it on my resource page on my website. You'll see that there's an article that's written there that talks about repetitive numbers and numbers in dreams. And I explain all of that. And I actually give you a little bit of detective work that you could do to discern these messages that you're receiving.
That'll be fun.
I will tell you, my dear, that a 22 is a very powerful master number. And I see the 7 in your birthday as well. And so for me, you know, you have to understand that there are some souls that come to this planet, and they're working on their own evolution. And then there are other souls that come that maybe on some level are here to make a contribution to humanity. And your chart gives me the indication that you're here to do something to help the world or to help others.
That's what I feel like, yeah.
And what you want to do may seem so overwhelming that it freaks you out. Like, it's so large what you want to do. And so you get freaked out and you get overwhelmed by your ambition. But I'm going to tell you that you are a master number, honey. You could do anything you want to do, especially this 22. You are grounded. You're practical. You're a good leader. You're visionary. You know how to work hard to achieve things. And you have a magical element with you that you will, almost like have a magic wand, that you can create what you want to create. You just got to get over it and realize, yes, it's large scale. Yes, it's bigger than big, but you can do it, okay? And we're talking international here, large scale. The birthday number tells me you have a tremendous amount of wisdom behind you, spiritual understanding, spiritual knowledge, extremely psychic. I mean, you need to just own it.
Yeah,
that you are. You just need to own it. You're psychic. Trust your intuition and guidance. I do want to tell you, because your body is a little bit on the delicate side. I'm sorry to say,
yeah.
but it is.
Oh, I know
and
that.
You may have some really bizarre physical ailments. I know.
Yeah, they can't prove what it is. Yes, exactly.
And you're difficult to diagnose. You're very difficult to diagnose, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm telling you that if you get symptoms, you want to look them up on the computer yourself and then walk in and tell your doctor what the hell you got. You know, because you probably could. You know better than they know, and you are very good at that. And I'm going to tell you also that you need your sleep, and you need to eat right, and you need to rest when you're tired, okay? Just honor that. You've not always been as confident as you should be, but you got to believe in yourself. You know, somebody knocked you down somewhere, honey, and
no,
I'm just telling you.
Yep.
I'm telling you that kind of set you back a little bit, but confidence is an inside job. It's a choice, and you really need to believe in yourself. I feel that you're going in a direction of being service to others. I feel like the direction where I see you in is helping Those that are in need, those that are less fortunate. I don't know if you're married.
I'm not legally married, no.
Okay. I see marriage for you down the road.
When I'm 92. Yeah, maybe. I've been married twice, so
okay.
I've had my strikes.
it just means you got experience.
You got it.
This year for you, I'm going to tell you, is the year you need to say, I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to start it this year. I'm going to begin it this year. So visualize it, see it, start taking steps towards it, okay? This is your year for new opportunities, new beginnings, to start something, believe in yourself, be confident, okay?
Okay.
And just get. You know, you just put your 2 feet on that path and start walking down it. I promise you that if you believe in yourself, and, you know, after a while you're going to be living your dream. And you've got a dream to bring down on this planet. And it's something that helps others, okay?
Well, I think Amanda knows I'm struggling with my stepson, who's ADHD, and I guess I can do it, huh? He's my biggest struggle. There he is.
Well...
He's my biggest struggle so far. I'm a 14-year-old child, come on. Think anybody's struggle.
Honey, you could handle that 14-year-old child with your hands tied behind your back. You'll be fine, okay?
Okay. Okay,
all
bless
right.
You, and go take a breather. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, I love you, Amanda.
Love you, too.
Okay,
thank you,
baby.
So much. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, Allison, thank you for coming on today, and I will have you on again. It's been a blessing, and thank you for, you know, working with me and taking all these callers, and, you know, we will have you on again.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Amanda, and thank you, everyone that called into the show today. I really appreciate it, and God bless you, honey, for all the good work that you do.
Thank you. God bless you, too, and everybody check out Visible by Numbers with Allison Bogman. She's awesome. Thanks,
right.
Allison.
Bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. Think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.